We had two goals, and really two goals only with the organization. The first is to win games and win games consistently over a long period of time, which is what great organizations do. The second is to give our fans the best possible experience they could have. And I think we all understand that First Energy Stadium is 15 years old, and it's in need of modernization. And now we're taking, I think, the most significant step and giving our fans a great place to watch football.
With the dawn of a new year, the First Energy Stadium modernization plan went full steam ahead. Owner Jimmy Haslam contributed $120 million to this two-year project. Video boards three times the size of the old units hang above both end zones, complemented by a concert-quality audio system to provide the perfect fan experience and home field advantage. President Alex Scheider has been instrumental in the significant advancements from planning to completion.
Welcome to First Energy Stadium. This is an exciting time for us, for the Browns, as well as the city of Cleveland. There's a lot going on here. We think we've played a small part in it. We've got the RNC coming to town. We've got LeBron coming back, and great things are happening here. And we're really excited. It's an exciting time for the organization. There's been a lot of change, but it's positive momentum. You can feel it in our building. You can feel it in the relationship that Mike Pettine and Ray Farmer have developed. I think people saw it in free agency. They saw it in the draft, and now we're seeing it at the stadium. If you look around at these video boards, that's the main thing we did, right? So we removed about half of the seats in the upper end zone. We replaced them with fancy decks, sponsor decks, two LED boards, and these massive video boards built by Daktronix, about three times the size of our existing boards. And if you harken back to when Jimmy bought the team, he talked about two things: winning games. We've got Ray and Pet here to help with that, and improving the fan experience. And I think you can see from what we've done at the stadium that we're well on our way to the second goal. Once again, if you scan in this background here, you'll see lower level seats in that corner where we used to have a gap. You'll see the same thing in that corner on the other end zone and the other end zone. And what we've done is we've replaced some of the less desirable seats with more desirable seats. And it's really a big impact. It actually kind of encloses the stadium. We hope it'll help with the home field advantage, make it a louder stadium and a better place to play for our players. We've got two escalators that take fans from the streets all the way up to the upper levels. We did not have that before. You can see the one on that end zone, and the other is hidden by the structure on the other side. And finally, we'll start phase two at the end of this season. So this is kind of the outward appearance for our fans, the big video boards, the lower level seats, the LED boards. Phase two will turn inward, and we'll look at our club areas, our suite areas, and our graphics throughout the concourse, kind of beautify the stadium in phase two. So we're really pleased with what we've done here in phase one, and couldn't have done it without Jimmy's support, his financial support, the emotional support, and also with the city. The city has made a big contribution to this stadium, and we think it'll be great for our fans come Saturday night and a lot of Sundays from here on out.
Next time on Building the Browns, with the final preseason game right around the corner, players on the bubble get their last opportunity to showcase their talents, while others fine-tune their football playmaking. Futures are on the line, and under the lights, it's time to shine.